Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, Lessons in Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3 and Young Women Manual 3. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood, Fulfilling Our Duty to God Guidebooks. Personal Progress stands for the Young Women Personal Progress Booklet. Some Duty to God and Personal Progress references may be used during lesson time, or you may encourage quorum or class members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found on the Using the Liahona page and on the What's in It for You page of the New Era and in Teaching No Greater Call. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Easter lesson. If you want to teach a special Easter lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of the guides in some languages, go to www.lds.org. Click on the world map and select a language. Click on Liahona, then the November 2004 issue. The guides can be found under Instructional Resources. The English version of the resource guides can be found at www.lds.org by clicking on Gospel Library. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The church magazines, in some languages, can be found online at www.lds.org. Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, Lessons 1 through 25. Lesson 1, The Godhead. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Liahona and Ensign, March 1998, page 2. Use President Hinckley's testimony of the Godhead to conclude the lesson. Dallin H. Jokes, Apostasy and Restoration, Ensign, May 1995, page 84. Use the ideas about the current misunderstanding of the Godhead to supplement the lesson introduction. Joseph Smith's First Prayer, Hymns, number 26. Duty to God, Deacon, Spiritual Development, number 1. Lesson 2, The Plan of Salvation, Duane B. Girard. The Plan of Salvation, A Flight Plan for Life, Ensign, November 1997, page 77. Consider replacing the blueprint analogy with the flight plan analogy. Lesson 3, Sons of the Living God. Jeffrey R. Holland, The Grandeur of God, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 70. Share the first two paragraphs to introduce the lesson. S. Michael Wilcox, No Other Gods Before Me, Liahona, February 1998, page 26, Ensign, January 1994, page 22. Tell the story of the author's mother to introduce our relationship to Heavenly Father. Lesson 4, I Have the Ability and Freedom to Choose. Richard G. Scott, Do What is Right, Liahona, March 2001, page 10, Ensign, June 1997, page 51. Consider sharing the suggestions for using priesthood and honoring the priesthood. Questions and Answers, Liahona, August 2003, page 22. New Era, August 2003, page 16. Use the question to start the discussion. Lesson 5, How Art Thou Fallen from Heaven, O Lucifer? James E. Faust, The Devil's Throat, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 51. Consider using the devil's throat analogy. Ask the young men to give example of Satan's most appealing messages. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 5. Lesson 6, The Fall of Adam. The Family. A Proclamation to the World. Liahona, October 2004, page 49. Ensign, November 1995, page 102. Use the first portions of the proclamation with Power of Procreation. Jessel Christensen, The Choice That Began Mortality. Liahona, August 2002, page 38. Ensign, January 2002, page 36. Consider using the three-act play analogy to introduce the fall of Adam. Lesson 7. The Atonement Brings Victory Over Death and Hell. James E. Faust, The Atonement, Our Greatest Hope. Liahona, January 2002, page 19. Ensign, November 2001, page 18. Relate the story in the article with Christ Suffered for Us. M. Russell Ballard, The Atonement and the Value of One's Soul. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 84. Introduce the lesson with the grandson's story. I Stand All Amazed, Hymns number 193. Lesson 8, The Resurrection and Judgment. The Living Christ, The Testimony of the Apostles. Liahona and Ensign, April 2000, page 2. Use at the end of the lesson. Dallin H. Oaks, The Challenge to Become. Liahona, January 2001, page 40. New Era, August 2002, page 12. Consider concluding the section on judgment with the two ways to measure our progress. He is Risen, Hymns number 199. Lesson 9, Justice and Mercy. Russell M. Nelson, Jesus the Christ, Our Master and More. Liahona and Ensign, April 2000, page 4. Use the Advocate with the Father section to supplement the discussion on Christ as Mediator. Lesson 10, A Mighty Change. Ezra Taft Benson, A Mighty Change of Heart. Tambuli, March 1990, page 2. Ensign, October 1989, page 2. When discussing godly sorrow, include these explanations and examples from the Scriptures. James E. Faust, Born Again. Liahona, July 2001, page 68. Ensign, May 2001, page 54. Consider using the story of Ati Ati instead of the story about Jane. Lesson 11. Faith Sufficient to Obtain Eternal Life. Thomas S. Monson, The Lighthouse of the Lord, A Message to the Youth of the Church. Liahona, May 2001, page 2. Ensign, February 2001, page 2. Supplement the Matthew Cowley story with Frame Your Life with Faith. Dennis E. Simmons, But If Not. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 73. After the chalkboard discussion, use the basketball story and the definition of faith. Lesson 12, Repentance. James E. Faust, To Receive a Crown of Glory. Liahona and Ensign, April 2004, page 2. Use the analogy to illustrate how repentance leads to healing. J. E. Jensen, Do You Know How to Repent? Liahona, April 2002, page 14. New Era, November 1999, page 4. Use the article to review the repentance process. Clean Up Your Act, Liahona, August 2004, page 37. New Era, August 2003, page 19. Display and discuss this poster at the beginning of the lesson. Lesson 13, Receiving Forgiveness as We Forgive. James E. Faust, To Receive a Crown of Glory. Liahona and Ensign, April 2004, page 2. Share the examples of thorns and briars and the story about Ben to supplement the discussion on forgiveness and repentance. Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr., Forgiveness, Liahona, February 2003, page 26. Ensign, February 2003, page 48. Share the parables as part of the Hallmark of Discipleship section. Lesson 14, The Sacrament. Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting, Liahona, August 2004, page 10. Ensign, August 2004, page 24. Consider using the section on personal participation. Dallin H. Oaks, The Aaronic Priesthood and the Sacrament, Liahona, January 1999, page 43. Ensign, November 1998, page 37. Discuss how an Aaronic Priesthood holder should dress as he officiates in the ordinance of the sacrament. Duty to God, Priest, Quorum Activities Number 1. Lesson 15, Enduring to the End. Neil A. Maxwell, Enduring Well, Liahona, April 1999, page 10. Ensign, April 1997, page 6. Use this article to supplement the Savior Shows How to Endure to the End section. Henry B. Eyring, In the Strength of the Lord, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 16. Consider adding Elder Eyring's 4 things necessary to do to endure at the end of President Benson's list. Lesson 16, Jesus Christ, the Life and Light of the World. Robert D. Hales, Out of Darkness into His Marvelous Light. Liahona, July 2002, page 77. Ensign, May 2002, page 69. Invite a young man to apply the story of the bicycle as you end the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Spiritual Development, Number 1. Lesson 17, The Holy Ghost, Questions and Answers. Liahona, April 2003, page 44. New Era, April 2003, page 16. Include the first 5 points as you teach about the influence of the Holy Ghost. Following the Promptings of the Holy Ghost, Liahona, April 2002, page 25. Ensign, April 2002, page 74. Consider using the questions and answers from the article instead of the true or false questions in the lesson. Duty to God, Teacher, Family Activities, Number 5. Lesson 18, Prayer. Joseph B. Worthlin, Improving Our Prayers. Liahona, August 2004, page 16. Ensign, March 2004, page 24. Include the pattern for prayer in your discussion. Margaret A. Kirkpatrick, I Didn't Want to Die. Liahona, August 2004, page 24. New Era, January 2004, page 15. Use the story as you talk about recognizing answers to prayers. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, Priest. Priesthood Duties and Standards, Number 3. Lesson 19, Fasting. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Law of the Fast, Liahona, July 2001, page 88, Ensign, May 2001, page 73. Consider including ideas from this article in the last section of the lesson. Danielle W. Bachman, Sermon of Sermons, Tambuli, February 1995, page 26, Ensign, March 1991, page 39. Consider using the fasting story after the Matthew Cowley story. Duty to God, Deacon, Quorum Activities, Number 2. Lesson 20, Tithing, A Spiritual Test. Robert D. Hales, Tithing, A Test of Faith with Eternal Blessings. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 26. Invite the students to find answers in the article to the quiz in the lesson. Jeffrey R. Holland, Like a Watered Garden, Liahona, January 2002, page 37, Ensign, November 2001, page 33. Use the 5 reasons for paying tithing with the chalkboard discussion. Duty to God, priesthood duties and standards, deacon, number 7, teacher priest, number 8. Lesson 21, the role of the quorum. Gordon B. Hinckley, Every Convert is Precious, Liahona, February 1999, page 8, Reach Out, New Era, February 2003, page 4. Add this story to your discussion on the importance of the quorum. Mervyn B. Arnold, Strengthen Thy Brethren, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 46. Consider sharing the story of Hernando. Duty to God, Quorum Activities, Deacon, number 4, Teacher, number 5. Lesson 22, Duties of Priests, The Miracle of the Priesthood, Liahona, April 2004, page 26, New Era, April 2004, page 12. Add the answers to these questions to your discussion about the role of a priest. Priesthood Restored, Liahona, April 2004, page 30, Ensign, April 2004, page 18. Share the experiences of the priests in the article as class members share their priesthood experiences. Duty to God, Priest, Quorum Activities, number 1. Lesson 23, Preparing for the Melchizedek Priesthood. David B. Haight, Growing into the Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 43. Add this experience to your discussion of the Oath and Covenant of the Priesthood. Russell M. Nelson, Personal Priesthood Responsibility, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 44. Use the method taught by Elder Nelson to help the young men remember his 5 personal objectives for magnifying priesthood callings. Duty to God, Priest, Quorum Activities, number 4. Lesson 24, Follow the Prophet. M. Russell Ballard, His Word Ye Shall Receive, Liahona, July 2001, page 79, Ensign, May 2001, page 65. Make a list from the article of blessings that come as we listen to the prophet. M. Russell Ballard, Beware of False Prophets and False Teachers, Liahona, January 2000, page 73, Ensign, November 1999, page 62. Share Elder Ballard's warning about false prophets. Lesson 25, Every Young Man Should Serve a Mission. M. Russell Ballard, The Greatest Generation of Missionaries, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 46. Relate Elder Ballard's comments on raising the bar. Teaching from the Heart, Liahona, June 2004, page 8, Ensign, June 2004, page 6. Make a list of what we can do to teach by the Spirit. Duty to God, Quorum Activities, Teacher, number 4, Priest, number 3. Duty to God, Spiritual Development, Deacon, numbers 9 and 10, Priest, number 11. Young Women Manual 3. The following resources may be used to supplement but not replace Lessons 1 through 25. Lesson 1, God the Father. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Liahona and Ensign, March 1998, page 2. Begin the presentation of testimonies with portions of this article. Jeffrey R. Holland, The Grandeur of God, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 70. Share the first 2 paragraphs to introduce the lesson. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 2, Coming to Know the Savior, James E. Faust, That We Might Know Thee, the Only True God and Jesus Christ, Liahona, February 1999, page 2. That We Might Know Thee, Ensign, January 1999, page 2. Consider adding the ways to come unto Christ to those listed in the lesson summary. Lesson 3. Living the Gospel Daily. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. Use the 6 B's with the section on feeling close to the Lord. Personal Progress. Faith Value Experiences, number 3. Lesson 4. Preparing to Become an Eternal Companion. David E. Sorensen, The Doctrine of Temple Work, Liahona, August 2002, page 30. Ensign, October 2003, page 56. Add the article to the material in the Spiritual Preparation section. Making the Most of Mutual. Liahona, September 2003, page 24. New Era, September 2003, page 28. Use one of the ideas in class or in your next mutual activity. Personal Progress. Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 2. Lessons 5. Creating a Spiritual Environment in the Home. James E. Faust, The Virtues of Righteous Daughters of God. Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 108. Discuss how living these 10 virtues could help create a spiritual environment in homes. M. Russell Ballard, Like a Flame Unquenchable. Liahona, July 1999, page 101. Ensign, May 1999, page 85. Discuss the 4 ways to build a fortress of faith at the end of the lesson. Lesson 6. A Woman's Responsibility to Teach. Dallin H. Oaks, Gospel Teaching. Liahona, January 2000, page 94. Ensign, November 1999, page 78. Include the 6 fundamentals of teaching in your discussion. Lesson 7. Our Purpose in Life. Gordon B. Hinckley, How Can I Become the Woman of Whom I Dream? Liahona, July 2001, page 112. Ensign, May 2001, page 93. Supplement, It is our responsibility to act on the direction we are given, with stories from the article. Richard G. Scott, First Things First, Liahona, July 2001, page 6. Ensign, May 2001, page 6. Consider using the first paragraph and the paragraph beginning with, Throughout Your Life on Earth, with, We Have a Purpose in Life. Personal Progress. Divine Nature Value Experiences, number 1. Lesson 8. Eternal Families. N. Eldon Tanner, Today I Will. Liahona, March 2003, page 26. New Era, March 2003, page 12. Enhance the lesson with statements from the end of the article. Russell M. Nelson, Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings. Liahona, July 2001, page 37. Ensign, May 2001, page 32. Consider discussing this section on the temple and temple recommends with The Blessings of Eternal Family Life Can Be Obtained Only in Temples. Lesson 9. Encouraging Family Unity. Thomas S. Monson, Hallmarks of a Happy Home. Liahona and Ensign, October 2001, page 2. Consider discussing how the 4 hallmarks can help families be united. D. Ray Thomas, 8 Tips for Building Stronger Families. Liahona, December 1999, page 30. Tips for Raising Stronger Families, Ensign, June 2000, page 8. Consider applying the 8 tips to life in the home. Personal Progress. Divine Nature Value Experiences, number 3. Lesson 10. Encouraging Enjoyable Family Activities. James E. Faust, Enriching Our Lives Through Family Home Evening. Liahona and Ensign, June 2003, page 2. Discuss some of President Faust's suggestions as part of the lesson's conclusion. Lesson 11. Extended Family Relationships. James E. Faust, The Phenomenon That Is You. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 53. supplement the lesson with the stories. Bruce C. Hafen, Planting Promises in the Hearts of the Children, Liahona, June 1998, page 16, Ensign, June 1994, page 46. Ask a young woman to tell the story of the sun in the article. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 5. Lesson 12, The Blessings of the Priesthood. Priesthood Restored, Liahona, April 2004, page 30. Ensign, April 2004, page 18. Use this article to supplement the discussion of priesthood offices. Brenda Williams, My Terrible, Horrible Day, Liahona, September 2002, page 22. New Era, September 2001, page 34. Consider adding this story to the discussion on the blessings from the priesthood. Lesson 13, The Priesthood Can Bless Families, L. Tom Perry, Fatherhood, An Eternal Calling, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 69. Use the teachings on the roles of the fathers as you discuss ways young women can support their fathers. Merrill J. Bateman, Priesthood, Keys and the Power to Bless, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 50. Share Elder Bateman's story instead of the case studies. Lesson 14. We Have a Wonderful Legacy. Gordon B. Hinckley, Four Cornerstones of Faith. Liahona and Ensign, February 2004, page 2. Use the cornerstones idea to supplement the discussion on the restoration. Robert D. Hales, Receiving a Testimony of the Restored Gospel of Jesus Christ, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 28. Consider including these ideas on the apostasy and restoration. Lesson 15, Blessings of the House of Israel. About Patriarchal Blessings, Liahona, March 2004, page 18, New Era, March 2004, page 32. Use this article to teach about patriarchal blessings. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, number 6. Lesson 16, Temple Endowment. Howard W. Hunter, A Temple Motivated People, Liahona, March 2004, page 40, Ensign, March 2004, page 38. Use the article to discuss the blessings of the temple. Lesson 17, Preparing to Attend the Temple, Russell M. Nelson, Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings, Liahona, July 2001, page 37, Ensign, May 2001, page 32. Consider inviting two young women to teach using the Physical Preparation for the Temple and Spiritual Preparation for the Temple sections. F. David Stanley, The Most Important Step, Liahona, October 2001, page 34, New Era, June 2000, page 20. Use the Preparing for the Temple section to supplement the discussion on preparation. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Project, Bullet 5. Lesson 18, Temple Marriage, Gordon B. Hinckley, The Marriage That Endures, Liahona and Ensign, July 2003, page 2. Consider using the story of the English couple. Planning Your Temple Wedding, Liahona, October 2004, page 39. New Era, October 2004, page 25. Use some of the information in this article as you discuss the blessings of temple marriage. Tamara Letham Bailey, The Temple Going Type, Liahona, May 1999, page 46. New Era, April 1998, page 34. Consider using this story with the first three questions in the lesson. Lesson 19, Heritage, Dallin H. Oaks, Repentance and Change, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 37. Use this article with Helaman, chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. Jeffrey R. Holland, A Prayer for the Children, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 85. Supplement the discussion on what kind of ancestors we can be with the article section on what our children must know from us. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, number 2. Lesson 20, Understanding a Missionary's Responsibilities. M. Russell Ballard, The Greatest Generation of Missionaries. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 46. Consider introducing the lesson with ideas from this article. Teaching from the Heart. Liahona, June 2004, page 8. Ensign, June 2004, page 6. Prayerfully use sections of this article to discuss how missionaries teach the gospel. Lesson 21, Learning to Share the Gospel. M. Russell Ballard, Members Are the Key. Liahona, September 2000, page 12. Ensign, September 2000, page 8. Add article ideas to the discussion of member missionary work. Richard M. Romney, To the Ends of the Earth. Liahona, January 2003, page 26. New Era, January 2003, page 20. Tell about the experiences of the youth in the article. Personal Progress, Good Works Value Experiences, number 7. Lesson 22, Eternal Perspective. James E. Faust, Who Do You Think You Are? Liahona, June 2001, page 2. New Era, March 2001, page 4. Consider using ideas from this article in the discussion about who we really are. L. Lionel Kendrick, Strength During Struggles. Liahona, March 2002, page 28. Ensign, October 2001, page 24. Consider adding the section about positive perspective to the discussion about having a positive attitude during trials. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, number 6. Lesson 23, Overcoming Opposition. Joseph B. Werthelin, Finding a Safe Harbor. Liahona, July 2000, page 71. Ensign, May 2000, page 59. Use the butterfly concept as an object lesson. Questions and Answers. Liahona, February 2001, page 22. New Era, July 2003, page 16. Use this article to introduce the lesson topic. Lesson 24, Agency. Lynn G. Robbins, Agency and Anger. Ensign, May 1998, page 80. Use the first part of this article in the section, Agency is the Power and Freedom to Choose. Sharon G. Larson, Agency, A Blessing and a Burden. Liahona, January 2000, page 12. Ensign, November 1999, page 11. Use this article to help the young women understand that commandments do not limit freedom. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, number 1. Lesson 25, Obedience. James E. Faust, Obedience, The Path to Freedom. Liahona, July 1999, page 53. Ensign, May 1999, page 45. Use this article to show that commandments bless us by protecting us from bondage. Donald L. Staley, Obedience, Life's Greatest Challenge. Ensign, May 1998, page 81. Use the story about the dog to introduce the lesson. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, number 5. End of Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women Resource Guides.